A Hamvention 2018 preview coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2. From the blooming Midwest, this is the Rain Report. I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP. Here comes the 2018 Hamvention, May 18th, 19th, and 20th in Xenia, Ohio. For a sneak preview, here's Brian Markland, N8UDQ, the Inside Exhibit Chairman, speaking with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP.
What are the changes that we can expect at Hamvention 2018?
Well, the first thing that people will notice this year is our traffic committee has worked really hard to work out the kinks that we had last year. I would encourage everyone that is able to do so to use the satellite parking. It makes it easier for everybody. We have put something new in place for 2018 to help with the satellite parking. We now have a package pickup area. So if you go out and you buy a 500-pound amplifier out in the flea market or some other large item that you don't want to carry back on the bus, you can check that at the package pickup. They'll give you a ticket. You go get your vehicle, and our volunteers will even help you load it in your vehicle if you need assistance. That, I think, is one of the more significant things we've done for this year. A significant change that we've made for the vendors this year is we will not be using big top style tents like we did last year. We're bringing in what's called a clear span tent. A clear span tent is more or less an aluminum frame for a building. The tent panels get stretched in between there, and it's capable of withstanding much more significant weather events than the tents that we had last year. So the vendors that are in the tents will have a lot more comfort this year in knowing that they're in pretty much a building as opposed to a tent. Right next to those tents is another big change. We have brought back and improved the emergency communication vehicle area. That's going to be right next to the tents as you come in the main gate. We're bringing in emergency communication vehicles from all over the country. Right now, I believe there's anywhere between a dozen to two dozen that are interested in coming. If your club has an emergency vehicle and you want to see how the other guys are doing it, or if you're just interested in what clubs are doing around the country, there will be representatives from the ARRL out there consulting about how amateurs work with the community. And that also falls in line with our theme for this year, which is amateur radio in the community. The ARRL will also be giving several talks in the forums on how amateur radio works with local governments, state government, and federal emergency management agencies throughout the country. Those are some of the biggest changes that we've made for this year. Another big change that I think is really important for people to know is we've moved the prize booth this year. Hopefully we've moved it to a place that's going to be easier for people to find. We have taken on a new building this year. It's called Building 4 or E4 on your map. In the back of E4, the entire back of the building is going to be our prize booth, and we'll have a nice big digital sign out front to help you find it. Just look for the banner that says prize booth on it, and that's where you'll turn your tickets in this year.
One of the great improvements of the Hamvention in Xenia was the food. The food was a very nice improvement. Are we going to have the same variety of food trucks this year as we did last year?
This year, we've actually added a few more food trucks. I'm going to leave that as a surprise for the folks that are coming. But the selection of food is going to be a little more varied this year than it was last year, and some of the favorites that you may have from last year will be back this year. Everything from cheese curds to barbecued ribs to plain old pulled pork sandwiches. I can't speak highly enough on the fairground for their coordination in helping us find all of these food vendors and bringing them in. Many of the vendors try to source as much as they can locally, especially like the Cattlemen's Association. That is a local organization. It's local beef. There's a pork barbecue stand. They get their pigs right here locally. They do what they can to try to get the freshest product possible. And there's nothing more fresh than getting it from down the street. I don't remember ever eating so well at any hamvention.
Parking is always an issue. When you draw some 20,000 plus attendees, they're going to want to park somewhere. You have the local buses that will be running this year that really made a difference last year, and whose drivers I found were very courteous and did a nice job of making the trip to the hamvention a whole lot more pleasant.
I would have to agree with you. First Student is the name of the busing company. Normally they bus the kids to schools. And, you know, they drive kids back and forth to schools. Every single one of their drivers has been consummate professionals. And they, along with many of the other citizens in the Xenia area, want to see us succeed in our show. They're excited that we're there. And it shows in all of the interactions that we have, from the tram drivers who are volunteers that come over on their own time. The trams being the tractors pulling the trailers with seats in the back. The golf cart drivers that ferry people back and forth between the cars and the buses. All of these volunteers are coming out on their own time. They are not personally getting paid for it. Between them and the professionalism of the bus drivers and bus companies that we've hired, it really goes to show how much of a quality community that the Xenia area is.
You're getting a sneak preview of the 2018 Dayton Hamvention from Brian Markland, N8UDQ, the Insight Exhibit Chairman for this year's Show of Shows. We'll conclude Hap Holly's KC9RP's conversation with Brian after I remind you that the Rain Report and the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter will be holding forth in booth 6204. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Are you more comfortable now, a week before the second hamvention in Xenia, than you were a year ago when this was all a brand new experience?
I would say that schedule-wise, I feel much more confident this year for Insight Exhibits. And overall, through other committees that I work with, we understand a little bit better what we're getting into. There were a number of contracting jobs that Hare Arena picked up for us. It was just part of paying for the venue at Hare Arena that we have to research and sub out for ourselves now. There's still some learning going on. As with any show or any event at this large of a scale, there are things to be learned every year. We learned a lot. We've made a lot of changes that we hope will improve the show overall. And we've left some things out that created a lot of extra work. Between all of that, we're not less stressed about the show because we have a finite number of hours to get an unknown number of things ready for 25 plus thousand people to show up, and we have to open the gates 9 a.m. Friday morning. Is it a little easier this year? In some respects, yes. In other respects, it's just as hard, because we want to put on the best show possible for everybody.
Where do I find out about this stuff? How do I learn where I need to drive or not drive to?
I can tell you what our official talk-in group has told me, is we are going to be running talk-in, and information for talk-in is going to be on the Hamvention website. From the talk-in station, they will be giving traffic advisories, letting people know which lots are full if a lot does happen to fill up. We will also have a secondary talk-in station that will be for only updating what's going on and letting people know about traffic hazards and things along those lines. The newest information tool that we have this year is people can get text alerts sent directly to their phone. We have information on the Hamvention homepage, and in order to get those, you text Hamvention, that's with a capital H, 18, and you're going to text that to the phone number 888-777. Hamvention 18, text that to 888-777. That's sponsored through the Greene County Sheriff's Department. Any important weather events that we have, any important traffic events that we have, or other general announcements that we need to mass distribute the information, I would subscribe to this service. That's going to be one of our primary modes of communicating with the masses when you're not able to talk to the talk-in. So these text alerts will work even when you're 3 or 4 hours outside of town. Also, check in on our website. We keep our website as up-to-date as we need to, and as things change, the information on the website will change. And you can also watch Facebook. We will be updating Facebook. We'll also be updating our Twitter account. So there's a number of different ways for you to get the information this year. If you have your 2-meter radio with you, Talkin will be handling a large portion of disseminating information for us, and they will be doing that on the Dara repeater, 14694 PL of 123. We will also be running a traffic bulletin station on 145.525. Between those two frequencies, that should cover most of the Dayton area. However, if you want to get information as you're coming to Hamvention and you're still quite a distance away, we do have the Hamvention Facebook page, which is fairly easy to find at facebook.com/Hamvention. We also run a Twitter account. You're welcome to subscribe there at Hamvention. Between those three, and also the text message service, Hamvention 18, text that to 888-777. That's going to be our primary mode of letting people know what changes, if any, that there are on their way to the show. And as always, check in on the website. There's an announcement important enough, it's going to be splashed right across the front page of the website.
One of the challenges that you run into, of course, with all these people with lodging, it gets complicated when a facility like University of Dayton has had some tremendous apartments you could rent for very reasonable prices, has decided they don't want to rent out to the public anymore because they have such a demand for spring and summer students.
We have just recently updated many of the hotels and motels in the area on the Hamvention website. You go to hamvention.org and just click on travel and accommodation. Just go to hamvention.org and click on travel and accommodation, and there'll be a listing of hotels. In that listing of hotels is a new tab called campus housing. Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, just outside of Xenia, Ohio, is offering lodging, food, and parking for the 2018 Hamvention. We have their website listed there, but if you go to the Hamvention website, we've got a link to go over to the Central State's website from there, and they are going to be offering services very similar to what were offered through University of Dayton. I think the fact that we had a lot for people to discover last year contributed greatly to the positive opinion that we got of the show. I would like to leave some of the smaller things for people to discover on their own.
And that's the Dayton Hamvention coming up May 18, 19, and 20 in Xenia.
This year there's some construction happening on 235. For those that are coming from the north who may have used 235 to get into Xenia, 235 will be closed in the Fairborn area this year, and we're encouraging people to go down 75 south to 35 east and take 35 east into Xenia and then follow the Hamvention signs, because the local detour for 235 is just that. It's 35 east. You can save yourself about 10 or 15 minutes worth of detour time if you take 75 south to 35. Keep your eyes and ears open and your radios turned up. We'll see you when you get to the show.
And that concludes our sneak preview of the 2018 Dayton Hamvention, being held this coming weekend, May 18th, 19th, and 20th, in Xenia, Ohio. Thanks to the Inside Exhibit Chairman Brian Markland, N8UDQ, for the skinny on this year's Show of Shows. If you're going, put a visit to booth 6204 on your agenda and tell us your ham story. You might even be interviewed for the Rain Report. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2018 Rain. All rights reserved. This hamcast usually updates Saturday on therainreport.com. And you can hear it Saturdays following Amateur Radio Newsline around 9 p.m. Central Time on WTWW, the shortwave voice of Lebanon, Tennessee, on 5.085 megahertz. I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP. See you at Xenia. Keep on hamming.